Offshore History Radio.
OHR Radio.
Playing the hits from the radio ships. Happy memories all day long.
Offshore History Radio. www.ohrradio.tk.
American Voices Radio. Ascension Island.
You're listening to Volcano Radio ZD8VR, the voice of Ascension, broadcasting on 1600 kHz AM, 95 MHz FM Network 1. Network 2, easy listening, on 98.8 MHz and 92.5 MHz FM stereo. Volcano Radio is affiliated to the American Forces Radio and Television Services. Happy listening.
Volcano Radio.
Well, this is DJ Frederick. You are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. The Thrift Shop is open for your listening enjoyment. Radio Thrift Shop is heard on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London every Saturday evening at 10 a.m. Featuring folk rock, jazz, independent, and homegrown music from the past century of recorded sound. You'll find old radio shows, 78s, cassettes, vinyl, and even new CDs on the shelves here at the Thrift Shop. It's a world of discovery for the adventurous spirit.
Audrey and Armstrong appear. it's your waving goodbye to the world. The colored flags flutter and fly. Thoughts that were dreams of the past are not gone, but their memory is beginning to die. And you wish that the journey would not take so long, but you know it's the way it must be. For you are who you are, and he is who he is, between you both lies the sea. Kick at the side of the boat, and the salt blinds your eyes for a while. The flags are all gone with the wind and the waves, and it seems like the right place to smile. The traces of memories still cling like a mist, and faces you want to be. So you turn where the sailors of water and sky journey with you across the sea. On the breeze as she blows, winds her way through the spray. And you wonder at those left behind on the shore, and sailors or clowns come and see. Come and stare as he stumbles the steps of his life and chases his soul across the sea.
The sea. of satin love and wistful starlight. It is not so. The breathing night has left me cold as I have stared into its blackness. Of shrouded trees are ebony again. The moon glows. Eastern moon and midnight wind, your magic screams are maddening. Blackness, cold as ice, I wait the dawn so I can sleep. The wordless song you sing to me will finally end. Tomorrow.
Amory Kane. From 1968, we heard a tune called Night. And before that, from the mid-1970s, we heard Cademon with Seasong. And we started that set off with Aslan and a tune called Earthbound from their impossible-to-find second album, Second Helping. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where music is the universal truth.
Exploring science and the sea. A few years back, McDonald's tried a change in the way it packaged its burgers. They were separated to keep the hot ingredients hot and the cold ingredients cold. And there seems to be a similar separation in the oceans. The warm upper layers seem to be getting warmer than thought, while the cold lower layers don't seem to be getting any warmer at all. About 90% of the extra heat created by global warming goes into the oceans, but tracking just where that heat is going is a tough job. One team tackled the job by combining readings from satellites with other data to estimate temperatures in the deepest part of the oceans. Among other things, the satellites measure changes in sea level. Some of the change is caused by melting glaciers, which add water to the oceans. But some is caused by the water getting warmer, which causes it to expand. Automated probes measure temperatures in the top mile or so of the ocean waters, which reveals how much of the rise in sea level comes from the expansion of water at those depths. Any extra rise in sea level would come from rising temperatures in the deepest part of the ocean. That study showed little or no change from 2005 to 2013. In other words, the warmer temperatures weren't really penetrating to the bottom of the ocean. But a related study found that surface temperatures in the southern hemisphere have probably gone up much more than scientists had thought. So the cold side of the oceans is staying cold, while the hot side is getting hotter. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
To the Radio Thrift Shop, as groovy as shortwave on a Saturday night.
Come, run, jump, skip along, Sam. A very happy man I am, to know you well and you're doing fine. Kinda puts at rest my mind. How's your brush and your lady fair? Not to mention your stained glass stair. Flower pot on the windowsill. On top of honey comb hair. With a diamond to show me. Come run, jump, skip along, Sam. A very happy man I am.
To know you when you're doing fine. Got a boat set, rest my mind.
Getting ready to go.
Come, run, jump, skip along, Sam.
Sam, very happy man I am.
I really did not
know well and you're doing fine. It kind of puts at rest my mind.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy.
The Turtles with Happy Together. Before that, The Sugar Shop with a cover of Donovan's Skip Along Sam. Before that, Bachelor's Gate with Blow the Candle Out. We started off with The Ark and Sea of Life. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And the Radio Thrift Shop is broadcast 3 times a week on the Global Voice. You can listen at theglobalvoice.info. There are some wonderful programs on the Global Voice, including The Attitude Test with Chrissy Cochran, Maureen's Cafe with Maureen, The Canadian Connection with Kelly Sapergia, and many, many more fantastic programs from around the world. That's at theglobalvoice.info. And now it's time for the weekly radio news.
And this is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Michelle Helms, Professor Emerita at University of Wisconsin-Madison, reports at the Antenna blog that the Radio Preservation Task Force, a unit of the Library of Congress's National Recording Preservation Board, holds its first national conference February 25th through 27th next year in Washington, D.C. Professor Patty Scannell of the University of Michigan and Sam Brilowski, former head of the Library of Congress's Recorded Sound Division, are among the keynote speakers. The National Recording Preservation Board began in 2014 coordinating, quote, a nationwide effort to identify major collections of radio recordings and other materials that will help to raise cultural awareness of America's rich tradition of radio-based sound work and make it accessible to future generations, unquote. The group now includes more than 130 media studies scholars and over 350 affiliate archives, collections, and radio producing organizations across the U.S. and Canada, NPR, the Pacifica Radio Archives, the Smithsonian Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage, the Association for Cultural Equity, and the Alan Lomax Archive, the Paley Center for Media, the Prometheus Radio Project, the Media Ecology Project, the Studs Terkel Archive, and the Third Coast International Audio Fest are among the involved. This is Tom Rowe for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
Well, from Marconi to the space age, we celebrate the airwaves here at the Radio Thrift Shop, and deep into the thrift shop with that one, the Kabuki Strings, with Somewhere My Love from a 45 released in 1967. And before that, from about the same era, Gary McFarland with The Good Life.
Hello, I'm Alan Toohey. I've just experienced the tremendous pleasure of listening to a wonderful new Reader's Digest album called Magical Melodies. I felt that what I had to tell you about this album was so important that I needed a fanfare. Fortunately, I found one in the album itself, the bouncy Tijuana tune, The Lonely Bull. You can hear it playing in the background now. Magical Melodies is just what the name implies, 133 melodies full of musical magic. Songs of such variety that I have no doubt it's the finest home library of music any family could possibly have. There's music here for every occasion. Parties, dancing, dining, or just listening for the relaxing pleasure that only good music can give. It's a long way from a Mexican bullring to the South Sea Islands, but because it demonstrates the tremendous variety of this album, I'd like to play you a few bars of a lovely Hawaiian song, Across the Sea. But it wasn't only the variety that impressed me. I was amazed at the sparkling, high fidelity of RCA's Dynagroove sound, especially in stereo. This small audition record is not in Dynagroove, but listen now to this excerpt from An Affair to Remember, and imagine how much better it sounds in this exciting sound process. Because of the tremendous costs involved in the production of this beautiful record album, Reader's Digest are unable to extend their usual invitation of a 10-day free audition. That's why they've asked me to make this small audition record, to give you some idea of the wonderful music in the 10 records of Magical Melodies. And here's something special. If you decide to order this set of records, you'll be sent a free mystery 12-inch long play record, which is yours to keep, together with an entry form in the Reader's Digest $46,000 lucky number contest. You could win $5,000 in cash, a luxury holiday for two in exotic Fiji, or any one of over 1,000 fabulous prizes. You can become the proud owner of a set of Magical Melodies for only $4.99 deposit, with the balance payable in five easy monthly installments of $5. The full price of $29.99 represents a saving of $22.51 on what you would expect to pay if you could buy this set of records in your retail store. But remember, you send no money now. To order your set, simply return your lucky number $5,000 bill in the enclosed reply plate envelope today. Don't forget to detach the album stamp from page one of this letter and stick it down onto the yes box on the back of the envelope before posting. While you're doing that, let's hear some more of this glorious music. Everyone likes piano music, and when there are two pianos, the enjoyment's doubled. Thank you. here's an unusual version of that big Barbra Streisand hit, Secondhand Rose. Decide to buy Magical Melodies, this next song is a question you'll never be asking.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too.
I hope this small sample record has given you some idea of the musical magic waiting for you in this new Reader's Digest album. Remember, if you'd like your records in the added excitement of stereo, please stick down the stereo tab on the back of your reply envelope. If you want mono, simply tear off the tab before posting. And now, before we hear one final selection, may I suggest you mail your lucky number bill today. Once it's received at Reader's Digest, they'll send you your free mystery record, your contest entry form, which could win you $5,000 in cash, together with your set of the thrilling new Reader's Digest album, Magical Melodies.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
A confused MIT student from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Bexley Hall, room 306B, writes, Dear Dr. Science, if I jump straight up in an airplane, will I smash into the rear of the plane?
Of course you will. The plane will fly out from under you. That's why they put seatbelts on planes, to stop people like you from performing dangerous experiments. Think of the inconvenience you'd cause the stewardess by being smeared all over the back wall of the plane. Your fellow passengers would have to stare at your remains as they waited for the restroom. I don't care if you do go to MIT. You just don't have the right to risk the comfort of other people to satisfy your own curiosity. Now, when you graduate, get your master's degree, and get a job with government, then you'll be able to perform all the experiments you want, even ones that threaten to destroy the world. They'll even pay you to do so. But until then, keep that seatbelt fastened.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. By the way, you just heard Tony Mottola with Lush and Lovely. And before that, Gaber Szabo with Stormy. I'm DJ Frederick. You've been listening to Radio, the wonderful world of radio. Do it yourself radio. Here at the Radio Thrift Shop. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. I'll be back soon with another edition of Radio Thrift Shop. Until then, keep your adventures musical.